Parshat Balak, we have the very famous verse, Ma tovu oleha Yaakov mishkanotecha Yisrael. How good are your tents and how and your sanctuaries. And I think the idea here is we're saying, how good are your tents? Chazal say, what happened when Bilam gave us that blessing? He saw how the tents were built in a way, they were erected in a way that they were very modest, that they protected their own privacy, and he saw that as really a very important thing. So he said, how good are your tents and your sanctuaries? And we all know that the goodness in a home, it's not because of the size of the home, the beauty of the home, the decor of the home. It's the spirituality in the home, the love, the peace in the home. If there's peace in the home, it's a good home. If there's no peace in the home, no matter how big, no matter how nice, no matter how special, nobody's enjoying living there. And that's why we're saying it doesn't matter. You could live in a tent, you could live in a sanctuary, you could live in a mansion. The goodness in that home is the goodness. It's the inner things, the spiritual things, the deeper things. The inner things. That's what makes the home good. Where do we see this? On Sukkot. What happens on the holiday on Sukkot? We sit in Sukkot, which are temporary homes, nothing like our real homes, and that's what we call it, Zman Simchatenu. That is the time of our happiness. The time of our happiness has nothing to do with where we're living. We're living now in a temporary home. And yet, that's the time of our happiness. Why? Because this is the most spiritual time. We just cleanse ourselves from all sin in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where all the Jewish people are together in the Sukkah. We're all together, the family's together. This is the time of happiness. So, that's the bracha. Ma tovu aleha Yaakov mishkanatecha Yisrael. How good are your tents or your sanctuaries? It doesn't matter, a tent or a sanctuary, or a mansion, it matters the goodness. Shabbat Shalom.